Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dean Summers, Sports Radio 101.9 FM and Sports Radio 66 FM. WFAN.
Well, it is a very good evening to you and IAB. 6:31, 57 seconds on a Tuesday evening on your fan, New York City. Steve Summers here, you there. Tom Lugauer, Paulie Rosenberg, they on the other side of the glass. 1-877-337-6666 for the 1 hour Tuesday schmooze. Right up until the Yankee pregame show, 7:30. Right here on your fan, New York City.
This is Mission Control Houston. At the present time, the flight controllers here in Mission Control are monitoring the countdown.
Astros batters were starting to get the barrel on the ball, and so I feel like that was the right time.
Pitch is grounded weakly to second. LeMahieu fields, throws to first in time. Tanaka pitches out of big trouble.
To be able to work through the jam there in the six against, you know, heart of that order was huge, and unfortunately they got to Britt.
Here come the Astros, burning with desire. Here come the Astros, breathing orange fire.
Swung on, head high in the air to deep right center field. Gardner back, away back, and it's off the wall. Two runs will score to tie the game.
Houston has something for everyone.
Yeah, it's hard. You know, Massa threw a great game. You know, I feel like the offense obviously did enough, too. You know, my job, come in there, shut that inning down, get the ball to Otto, and get the ball to Chappie.
Here come the Astros with winning on their mind. Here come the Astros, number one every time.
And it's hit weakly on the ground to first. And there's no one there.
Bregman on his way to third as Gardner plays it back in.
And the Astros take a 4-3 lead.
Yeah, I mean, it felt like we played a clean game, obviously. Got to the point of the game where we wanted to get to. You know, obviously, we would have liked to do our job a little better there at the end.
That's baseball. It's going to happen every now and then. Certainly frustrating.
Discover the unlimited opportunities awaiting you in Houston.
Ball game over. Houston wins.
Houston, we have a problem.
Yes, and there is nothing like a Yankee production piece that makes us all think of Virginia winning the national championship and the New York Jets. Those are our first two callers on the line. So it is time. Right now is the time to second guess the first guess of Aaron Boone from last night. You got to stay with Tanaka after 78 pitches. I know I'm in the minority. At least have him start the seventh inning with the Astros, bottom of the order coming up in that seventh. And you don't forget with 2 days off coming up either. So, yes, with the uncertainty of Severino, you want to be careful with Tanaka for sure. But you don't want to chance giving away a 3-1 lead on Verlander. So, Tanaka, and yes, getting into and out of trouble in the sixth inning, he showed no wear and no tear on any of his moving parts. Britton and Odorino got into trouble with ball four, with both coming in to score. The Chirinos double, Correa's broken bat, breaking hearts in New York City. So last night, the Zeros of Baltimore, they not only won a game, but scored, if you can believe, 12 runs in the process, beating the Anabolics 12-4. But the sidebar story, of course, Chris Davis making Major League Baseball history by doing nothing. Again, translation, he knows from making the most consecutive outs.
The pitch from Petit. Davis swings, ropes it to left field. Grossman goes back in front of the wall. He makes the catch. Chris Davis hits another ball about as hard as he's hit one all year. And yet Grossman makes the catch, and that seals an unfortunate bit of history for Davis, who is now 0 for his last 47. He returns to the dugout to a whole bunch of slaps on the back and a fist bump from Doug Brocale. Davis has hit it well, but tonight he has unfortunately found himself on the wrong side of history.
Yeah, and he puts the O in zeros from Baltimore. Going 0 for 5 as he did last night, 0 for 49 now with 6 walks and 29 Ks. And so far in 2019, 0 for 28 with 15 Ks. So, yes, he puts the O in Orioles. And it's gotten so bad, the boos are now cheers from pity and feeling his pain. And he may need to put one down up along the third base side of the infield and generate enough speed to beat it out. Tonight, greatness versus Minnesota, weather permitting. 13 innings so far. Nothing but nothing with 26 consecutive scoreless, 26 consecutive quality starts. Greatness. Greatness versus Minnesota tonight. So far, after the two starts, 13 innings, 24 Ks, two walks. Greatness.
DeGrom, it's a high fly ball to deep right. Back goes Herrera. He's in front of the fence. That ball is gone. Into the Mets bullpen. Jacob DeGrom rips his second career home run.
I knew I hit it well. I knew it was really high. I thought I got it, but I wasn't sure. You know, it's deep out there, so I wasn't really sure with how high it was.
2-2 coming. Struck him out. DeGrom strikes out the side in the third inning. That's six in the first three for DeGrom. 2-2 to Wallach. And he gets it with a nasty slider. 95. I don't think we've ever seen a 95-mile-an-hour slider from DeGrom before. But he has his eighth strike out of the night.
We threw a couple changeups early on, and they were actually good. I think I struck Granderson out on one to start the game. And then noticed the slider was really good. You know, was getting quite a bit of swing and misses on it. So kind of stuck with that and still had confidence in the changeup, and then, you know, that last inning used it quite a bit.
DeGrom delivers. Swung on and missed strike three. Got him up high with a 97-mile-an-hour fastball. Strikeout number 11 for Jacob DeGrom. 2-2 coming to Brinson. Struck him out. Got him with a changeup. That's 13, a baker's dozen for DeGrom, matching his career high.
Good Lord. You know, last year, just being able to do it that many times, but tonight, that was probably the best I felt in a long time. I felt smooth. I felt, you know, I wasn't falling off hard. I always, whenever I say that, I feel like you could almost, like, after you throw, just walk the home plate, you know. It's none of the falling off to first. It's in a direct line, and, you know, I felt that tonight.
Now it's 3-2 to Wallach. Struck him out. Got him with a changeup. Career high 14 strikeouts for Jacob DeGrom. The master at the top of his craft.
Yeah, I did. I'm not going to lie. I looked whenever I was going out there. And I knew if I struck out the side, it would be a career high.
And, of course, we heard, good Lord, that came from with the SNY, Keith Hernandez. And, yes, Cy Grom is blessed. If luck is the residue of design, then the Virginia Cavaliers have good design. They had the design with Purdue. They had the design with Auburn. And they had the design last night with the right guy. And really what you can say is the right guys. And they had more right guys than Texas Tech with Guy and Hunter. And Hunter, of course, with that three with 12 seconds to go, and Jerome and Key, all of them hitting from the line where you shoot for free. 12 consecutive free throws in overtime. And if you thought the less sexy and less exotic Virginia and Texas Tech couldn't have a number of shining moments, you were wrong and probably made it late to work early today watching a terrific game from last night that went into OT, as you know, for most of us, you're now taking care of your wall and flower brackets, your one shining moment now coming when the sun comes through your window on a nice spring day. Let me give the lineups for tonight's baseball, and then we'll take a quick break and get right away to your telephone calls. Gardner with the Yankees leading off. Gardner in center and Judge in right. Voit over there at first. Sanchez the DH. Torres at short. LeMahieu at second. Frazier in left. Urshela at third. Romine behind the plate. Loaisiga on the mound for the New York Yankees. For the New York Metropolitans, weather permitting, with Cy Grom on the mound. Nimmo in center. Alonso over there at first. Cano, your 36-year-old second baseman. He's batting number three. Conforto in right, making lots of contact. J.D. Davis is next over there at third, hitting the ball very hard. McNeil in left. Rosario at short. Travis d'Arnaud behind the plate and Cy Grom on the mound.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.